Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, all saints from the branch churches and the local sanctuaries, GCN viewers and all children of God who attend the worship online. This is the 67th lecture on Genesis. Genesis chapter 2, 25 says, "And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed." They were both naked and were not ashamed. This verse tells us what kind of a place this Garden of Eden is where Adam and Eve used to live. It also implies that kind of a hurt man had before sin entered into it. Adam and Eve were created as a living beings and they had only the knowledge of the Spirit, which is the truth. They didn't have any sinful natures in their hearts at all. There's no evil, no untruth, and no sinful nature within them. This is the same for the all descendants that Adam and Eve gave birth to in Garden of Eden. Therefore, even they were all naked, there was no sense of shame. They don't need to feel shameful because they don't have any sin at all. Even when they saw the opposite sex, there were neither adulterous thought nor adulterous hearts. Suppose you have a toddler and they are all naked and playing together. There are boys and girls. Even if they tumble around and bump into each other, they have no feelings. They have no desire to commit adultery. Even if they have a lust by nature, there's not any adulterous thought or feelings. Babies have a lust in their nature, which they inherited from their parents, but they do not have a sexual functions because of it. It's because the functionality of their souls is not yet completed. If people feel ashamed to be seen naked, it's actually the work of the soul. When they are little children and their souls are not yet fully functional, they don't feel shame or embarrassment. As they grow up, however, they come to have a knowledge that is normal to put on the clothes and that is not appropriated to be naked. At the same time, the knowledge of the untruth is input. Along with the feelings, the lust grows in their nature. When they see others naked, the lust arises and they started to have adulterous thought and hurt. After Adam and Eve ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, their souls began to function. It caused them to feel ashamed of being naked. And so they sawed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings. Genesis chapter 3 will explain how the fleshly work of the soul began to take place. When we get there, I will explain it later. Since people have no sin, including adultery, there's no problem living naked. Since they have no concept of the hatred or envy, they don't argue or fight. Since they don't have a greed or selfish motives, there's no theft or swindling. How happy and wonderful it would be if only our hearts were free from greed and covet. If there were no hatred, envy, or jealousy, then judgment and the condemnations would disappear. Then how wonderful it would be if we possessed such a good heart, a heart free from the evil, free from adultery and the lust. That is heaven. If you don't remove adultery or lust, you haven't even reached the rock of faith. If you only enter the rock of faith, lust or adultery will be almost rootless. From there, you become more holy and enter the Spirit. But if you still feel lust and adultery when you see women, if you harbor greed, selfishness, and the desire to steal, lie, envy, or be jealous, then you're far from the rock of faith. How sad. It's such a shame that many people who have been in the faith for 10 or 20 years still have these things. Even if you've entered the spirit, it's too late. If you haven't reached the rock of faith yet, it's a sad thing. You've lived the wrong life of a faith. You did not do what God told you to do, did not keep what He told you to keep. He fought against the sin until you shed blood, but you did not do so. So you still have that sinful nature? God said that if you just give up selfishness and greed, He will give you material blessings. I've been saying this since the pioneer's days. If you just give up selfishness and greed, He will give you plenty of the material blessing, financial blessings. Whatever it is, there's a blessings. If you don't commit any sins without any untruth or evil, no disease or disaster will you face. God the Father gives you what you sow, then you reap what you sow 30 times and 6 times and 100 times. The Bible records a method of receiving blessing, and if you obey it, you will be blessed when you come in and when you go out. Since there's no form of the evil, violence or murder could never take place, dear brothers and sisters. God's children must return to the clean and the pure hearts that Adam and Eve had in the Garden of Eden. By completely casting off the sinful nature from their hearts, they should not commit adultery, not only in actions but also in their hearts. It's because Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, 28, "But I say to you that everyone who looks at the woman with a lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart." What is the Lord saying now? You did not do anything of the flesh when you look at the women. You did not have any physical contact. In Word of God, our Lord clearly says this. Anyone who look at the women with lust, not even physical contact, has already committed adultery in his heart. If you look at the woman and have a lustful thought about her, you've already committed adultery in your heart. If your heart is pure, you will not imagine such things. Since your heart is dirty and filthy, you imagine such things because you commit adultery. That's why our Lord says that you've committed adultery. In the Old Testament, adultery was only committed through acts. But after the Holy Spirit comes into each person's heart, even if you look at the opposite sex and have a lust for it, it's already adultery. By the help of the Holy Spirit, the children of God can pull out the root of the sinful nature from their hearts. Even if it's not possible, if within a human ability, it can be removed with the help of the Holy Spirit. What's there that cannot be removed? I see many people over the past years hate their husband or their in-law or their parents and ask for prayer because they cannot remove this one hatred. Even though they have been living a life of faith for a long time. I was also a person who had a lot of hate. I was sick and lay in bed all day long, and I couldn't even urinate or defecate on my own, so I had to get help from others. When my wife's family came to visit, I could hear them talking. They called me a loser and scolded my wife for still living with me. How could I endure such a word? It's already past time to me. But at the time, I couldn't endure to hear that words from my wife's family, such like mocking me, swearing at me. Sorry, Mrs. Lee. In fact, I suffered even more humiliation than this. For 7 years, I felt broken my heart countlessly, and I vowed over and over again that once I was healthy, I would make a lot of money and show my true self. But the reality was that my illness was getting worse, and I was dying. But the hatred inside me was so great, so huge. The sorrow turned into a deep, lasting resentment. But after receiving the Lord, while praying and reading the Word of God, I felt guilty by the word, "Love even your enemies," the Lord said. I couldn't never forgive. I couldn't never love. I was resentful, but I faced the words, "Love even your enemies." So I started praying about it. Father God, you told me to love even my enemies. Please help me to love them and let go of the hatred in my heart so that I can love them. I prayed like this. I really wanted to love them because I wanted to follow the word of God. But when the Holy Spirit's work moved me, I prayed consistently and my heart changed to gentleness. It's not a weak heart, but I felt the Holy Spirit fill the gentleness. Yes. It came from within my heart. Then the answer to how to love even my enemies came to my mind. It made me reflect on my heart. The Holy Spirit urged me to try to wear their shoes. The Holy Spirit said, "Don't do this with your own heart and your own thought. Put yourself in their shoes. Try it. What would you feel if you were them?" This kind of a things comes, so I tried to become my wife's mom, my wife's brothers. And I felt like I was in their shoes. I changed my heart like this. I prayed while thinking and changing. That's when the answers came. The mother-in-law must have raised her youngest daughter, the most beloved one among 9 children. But the son-in-law who married her youngest daughter is a cripple who can't even earn money for her. So how much must she hate him? In olden times in Korea, when a son-in-law visited, his mother-in-law would treat him with hand meat. This meant that she loved him so much. Nowadays, they treated him with pork or beef, but in the old days, this was an expression of a love for her son-in-law. The funny thing is, when a beloved son-in-law comes, she treated him a hand, but when a hated son-in-law comes, she treats him in an old chicken. Old chickens are tough, tasteless, and cheap. This is kind of an old Korean traditional habit. But I was not a beloved son-in-law, so I tried to be in the position of my mother-in-law and my wife's older brothers and sisters. From their perspective, their beloved youngest sister worked hard to earn money but couldn't save it and only spent it on her husband's medicine and lived in a shabby house in a shabby neighborhood. And the place where the shabby house was located is so uncomfortable to go. How could they love me? As I put myself in the shoes of my mother-in-law and my wife's brother, I realized that it was only natural that they hated and cursed me. If my beloved sister lived that way, I would be furious too. I would visit her home and give her husband a sharp piece of my mind. So I could totally understand their mind. One of my wife's brothers was so angry that he was shaking his beer mug in his hands, and it was broken, and he was about to stab me. He was so angry. He was an athlete and coached the handball, so he was fit and strong. He retired as a school principal, and when he broke a beer glass and tried to stab me, I wasn't afraid. I didn't feel afraid because I had done my best for my wife, and my feeling for her had not changed. I got sick because we were drinking to celebrate and be celebrated at the wedding reception. It wasn't caused by any personal habits of mine. That's why I wasn't even a little flustered. If I had been afraid, he would have been so angry that he would have stabbed me. However, when I prayed, I could really relate it to his feelings and the thought, yes, if I were him, I would have stabbed the person who was making my lovely sister suffer. I understood him so well. It was truly God's grace and the amazing work of the Holy Spirit. And my heart melted down. When you know the truth, you have to get away from that kind of a things. You have to throw it away. And when you change your perspective, you understand it, and so your bad feeling melt away like snow. That's why it didn't take me long to let go of my hatred. While reading the Bible, I came across the passage that the love even your enemy, as I prayed, how can I let go of it, hatred? That's when I received the message. Through that process, I established it step by step. I realized there was absolutely no reason for me to hate. Let's say your beloved daughter and your beloved sister are living such a difficult lives, and she should earn money to care for them and buy medicine for her husband. It goes the same. You still hate your husband or your mother-in-law? Don't think it from your own perspective. Think from the other person's perspective. You know the truth? So try to see things from their perspective. Don't just say you're right, but put yourself aside and try to understand and consider the other person's thought. If you try to understand, empathize with other person and do it, how can there be hatred that won't be elevated? In an instant, I released the hatred I held in my heart for 7 years. That was the power of the Holy Spirit. What else could be possibly be? If God the Father hates any evil in our hearts, what could we not abandon? That's why I was able to abandon everything so quickly. They can completely be free from the loss of the flesh, the loss of eyes, and the pride of this life. With the help of the Holy Spirit, God's children can eradicate sin from their hearts and completely cast off the loss of the flesh, loss of eyes, and the pride of the life. In fact, it's a loss that has the deepest root commonly connected to greed for money and arrogance. The news in the world is still full of these money-related things. So lust, material greed, and pride are the deepest rooted sinful nature. Even those with a strong faith find it difficult to sense and discover their own pride. This is something I've explained in my past training sessions. Let's say the leader of your group only graduated from the middle school and you are the number two. How do you react when the leader gives you instruction? Do you feel frustrated thinking you wouldn't do something like that? It is right to serve and obey Him in the Lord without regard for leaders' circumstances. However, if you do not cooperate with them, complain, breaking peace, this is arrogance on your part. Even you step back, just watch him. Since the leader was elected, you must acknowledge him and obey him. If you don't, and you feel uncomfortable with his leadership, you are arrogant and don't realize it. How sad it is there are so many cases like this among workers. And no matter how loyal they are, they cannot enter the spirit world. It's so sad to Father God too. This arrogance is neither how outwardly visible nor discovered by oneself. So even the slightest discomfort or untruth should not be tolerated. Not be tolerated. Only by serving even the lowest of the low and not tolerating even the smallest evil, no matter how deep its root goes down, the children of God should pull it out. And it's possible by the help of the Holy Spirit. They should make an effort by themselves. They should first cut themselves off from the sources of the lust of the eyes. I told you about the incident which took place when I was a novice Christian. In 1974, when I met the Lord, I had many pin-up girls on the wall back. Then people gave and received such things as a gift at the end of the year. After I met the Lord, however, I got rid of all of them. After discussion, my family decided to stop watching TV. I longed to become holy by the word of a life and the prayers. I completely cut off the untruth of the world and entered only into the truth, and I built up fervent prayers. As a result, I entered the Spirit in just 3 years. I didn't know I had been the Spirit. Only when God explained it to me on the third year, without missing a single day, that I realized I had entered the Spirit. And when I went to the Holy Spirit, I pioneered this church. So right from the very beginning, I demonstrated God's power. The dying were saved, and with a prayer, conception occurred, and so on. All manner of the illness were healed. Even lepers were healed with a single prayer. And without even laying on of the hands, they transcend the times and the space to work. When I looked at that history later, God the Father said that it was because I went to the Holy Spirit that such a things followed, and I also prayed fervently. That's why such a things followed. When you go to the Spirit, God's ability follows, and when you go to the Holy Spirit, God's power follows. However, you must keep fervent prayer, fasting all nights, and much prayer. That's what servant of the Lord can do. Since the saints have to work, they cannot devote themselves to this. So God's servants can devote themselves to this. The mission of the Lord's servant is to devote themselves solely to prayer and the Word of God. In order for the servant of God to do great work, they must receive the power of God and devote themselves to prayer and the Word of God. Entering into the Spirit or the Holy Spirit, like the prophets in the Bible. If you obey the word delivered from this order, you can quickly come into the Spirit. From the beginning of this church, I told you about the basic rules we should obey between the men and women. For example, a man and woman who are not husband and wife should not ride in a car or stay in a closed room alone together. A man and a woman should not commit any deed of the body before they get married. You should not look at the pornography. It's because lust can arise due to the loss of eyes. Rather, you need to get rid of the lust that exists while living a life of faith. But if you see such a thing, so your lust will grow even bigger. You should never do what the Word says not to do. And then you should pray fervently to pull out the knowledge of untruth and the fleshly feelings that were already been put. Even when you are unintentionally placed in bad environment, you must exercise your work of the spiritual soul. The children of God can control the work of the soul with their spirits by the help of the Holy Spirit. If you make an effort to cast off the flesh as you love God and control yourself, you can overcome the desire of the flesh. By the grace of God the Father and by the love of the Lord, you can surely change. Even when you cast off a lust alone, the spiritual love can fill your heart. whether a person is of opposite sex or not, they appear only lovely souls. 1 Timothy chapter 5:2 says, the older women as mothers and the younger women as sisters in all purity. Just like this verse, you can treat any souls with a completely pure heart. Nowadays, so many of you are approaching the spirits. Until you completely cast off the flesh, however, don't be at ease. Don't be confident, saying, I've cast off everything. You should not be confident until God recognizes you. It's because God searches the heart of a man precisely. Dear brothers and sisters, let me illustrate it, a sin of the life in the Garden of Eden for you. How is a baby conceived in the Garden of Eden? In the Garden of Eden, the male and female come together in union and the baby is conceived. However, there's a difference from this earth. On earth, the childbearing period is limited according to the woman's menstruation cycle. There's no such a limit in the Garden of Eden. It's because the condition of a body can be adjusted according to the will of a man. Also, in Garden of Eden, a baby is conceived as a sperm of a male and an egg of a female combined. Only when they wanted to have a baby, a sperm and egg can be produced in their body. And after they make a love, a baby is conceived. Therefore, there's no such a period of a childbearing. They can have a baby anytime they want. By the way, it's not that baby is conceived whenever a man and woman make a love. A baby is conceived only when husband and wife want a child. In addition, once a baby is born, all the impurities in the body of a mother dissolve and disappear. As I said, the body perfectly obeys the heart in the Garden of Eden. You act according to the truth in your heart. On the other hand, you want to, but sometimes you can't in this land. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Your spirit wants, but your flesh refuses to follow. There are many times in this world when your mind and actions or thought are different. But in Eden, the body is controlled well by the mind. So this is confession of the Lord's disciples. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. This is before they receive the Holy Spirit, is when they have not yet completely abandoned the flesh. It would be really great. However, how great would be if your body never got tired or worn out easily and you were always energetic? It would be really great. You wish you could just get a little sleep and feel refreshed so you can do more. You can do more, even living beings, not just a spirit or whole beings can control their bodies according to their will. The people in Eden are living beings and they can control their body as they want. Even God's children who have received the Holy Spirit can beat your weakness and tiredness. Of course, they must enter the Spirit to always control their bodies from a spiritual perspective. However, even before that, those who are filled with the Holy Spirit can control their bodies as they want. You may have already experienced that part. If you haven't entered the Spirit yet, try being filled with the Holy Spirit, then you won't feel tired. You will be eager to pray, and there will be only gatherings. Every new believer goes to district worship service. They don't miss the services and the dual. Even if your face is only at the level 2, you can adjust like this when you are filled with the Holy Spirit. Being filled with the Holy Spirit is a temporary state of the Spirit, and therefore, your body condition is regulated. Therefore, if you become a person of a spirit, the person of the whole spirit, you can control yourself, your physical condition, as much as you can. Additionally, if the spiritual space covers your physical body by the special grace of a God, the things that go beyond the justice of the flesh can take place. The nervous organ and the system of the body can actively work normally. The sickness can be healed, and the weakness body parts or degenerated part can become a normal. Dear brothers and sisters, the people in the Garden of Eden don't have any evil in their hearts at all. However, God's children who receive the Holy Spirit can have a better heart than theirs. They can fill their hearts that are pure without no evil at all with a spiritual goodness and a love. In other words, they can have the heart of the Holy Spirit. I pray in the name of the Lord that you all have become a true children. This kind of become the joy of God the Father.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.